Hey, this shiur is dedicated to Refua Shleima, Gershon Yitzchak Ben Matot Tzero. He's my wife's uncle. He's been struggling with brain cancer for a number of years, but recently has taken a turn for the worst. He's a mechanech in the community of St. Louis, Missouri, which Yaakov knows very well. Him and his wife have been very instrumental in the field of chinuch. His wife is one of the leading producers of different sheets for Torah and Mesorah. Many times you'll see a sheet that says Dana Zephron, that's his wife, and he and his wife are very play important roles in the field of chinuch. So this shiur is dedicated to Refua Shleima Gershon Yitzchak Ben Matot Tzero. For that reason, I thought the fact that he is very involved and his whole family in the field of chinuch, I thought it would be a nice topic to speak about the mitzvah of chinuch. Different inyonim in the realm of the mitzvah of chinuch. Now, this is a very broad topic. You go into the Encyclopedia of Talmudis and you know sometimes you see an aleph, bet, a gimel as subcategories here. There are, I think, 11 or 12 subcategories of the mitzvah of chinuch. So I'm not going to touch on everything, but a couple of inyonim in the sugya of chinuch. Whenever you talk about a mitzvah, and similarly the mitzvah of chinuch, the first question that you generally want to ask is, what's the source of the mitzvah of chinuch? Is it d'oraisa? Is it d'rabbanan? There's a shita out there that there's a mid-category called divrei kabbalah, which is more similar to d'oraisa than a regular d'rabbanan. So this mitzvah of chinuch, what category does it fall under? In fact, if you go through the Rishonim that really, you know, vary and are on different sides of the spectrum. Most Rishonim use a Gemara in Sukkah to point out that it's a clear-cut Chiyuv Derabbanan. The Gemara in Sukkah, in talking about a Katan Chiyuv in Sukkah, says, it's found on Chof Ches Amud Beis. I apologize for the lack of Marmakomos. My, you know, Bar Ilan CD-ROM broke. And then I tried printing out a couple of marmakomos and the printer broke, so we're down to a lot of Sfarim. This is how they used to give chavuz, okay? We're a little bit spoiled. But the Gemara in Sukkah says... You got jelly donuts instead, exactly. That was my chavuz of Seth Grossman. I really appreciate him coming, and Yaakov Green from Ramat Shilo making the big trek up all the way up by Yalon. Anyway, so the Gemara in Sukkah says, with regards to a katan chiv in Sukkah, Amar Mar Kol Rabbos says Sektanim. There's a pasuk of Kol involved in the mitzvah of Sukkah. So Kol, what's the extra Kol Rabbos says Sektanim? Teacher that Ketan Marchayv in the mitzvah of Sukkah. But Tanan Nashim Avadim Ketan Peturim in Sukkah. So Lo Kasha Kan Bekatan Shigilachenach Kan Bekatan Shloigilachenach. The Kol is the Rabbos Ketanim Shigilachenach. They are chayv in the mitzvah of Sukkah. But katanim shlo higil chinuch, they are not chayiv. So we say katan shigil chinuch midar banan hu. What do you mean? You're telling me kol, which seems to say that the chiyuv on a katan is a chiyuv doraisa, but we know that katan shigil chinuch midar banan hu, that they're only chayiv midar banan. So the Gemara answers midar banan kras macht biyama. But clearly, you see from the Gemara here that the chiyuv of katanim with regard to chinuch, as the lashon of the Gemara says, katan shigil chinuch, with regard to sukkah and seemingly with regard to other mitzvahs, I say, should only be a chiyuv derabanan, not a chiyuv d'oraisa. And that's the way the Rambam presents it. He in fact uses the pasuk from Mishlei of chanuch lenar al pi darko, gam ki yaskin lo yasur mimenu, to teach you that it's clearly a chiyuv derabanan. He uses the lashon of divrei kabbalah, which, you know, is really frowned, which has its source in Nevi'im and Ksuvim, but it doesn't have the value of a d'oraisa. That's how most Rishonim learn the mitzvah of chinuch. The chiyuv chinuch as being only a chiyuv d'rabbanan. However, if you open up the pasuk in Parshas Vayera, Yudches, Yutes, you look at the Meshech Chachma there, it's talking about Avram Avinu right before the destruction of Sodom. So Hashem says, what, I shouldn't tell Avram Avinu about what's going to go on? Ki yidativ l'man asher yitzava es bonav es beso achrov lasot stokel mishpat. Avram Avinu, ki yidativ, I have a special relationship with him. I know him. I know him very well. I have a special ava. I have a special kurva to him. Why? Because he is one that was mitzaves, banavu b'nei beiso. He was mechanech his children. Not only that, he was mechanech his b'nei beiso, which we'll see. Meshach Chachma learns to even include women. He was mechanech his whole house. La'asot tzedakah u'mishpat. The Meshach Chachma right there on that pasuk says that this is a clear source for the chiyuv of chinuch, and therefore he learns it to be a chiyuv d'oraisa. Some people say, isn't it found from v'limaritam osam espenechem? He says, no, that's only a chiyuv d'oraisa of Talmud Torah. That's not the chiyuv d'oraisa of chinuch. The chiyuv d'oraisa of chinuch is found in Parshas Vayira, Yudches, Yutes, with regard to Avram Avinu, this pasuk of ki yedativ. And that is how the Meshach Chachma concludes. He learns the mitzvah of chinuch being not a chiyuv d'orbanan. Like most Rishonim, he learns it to be a chiyuv d'oraisa. It's interesting, if you look at the Sam Derech, it's a parish on the Ramban by Rav Simcha Zissel Brody, who used to be the old Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal of Chevron Yeshiva. Whoever learned in Karen B'Yavna under Rav Lachman has definitely heard the same Rav Simcha Zissel Brody. Anyway, he published a 5-volume work on the Ramban called Sam Derech, and in it, as a side point, under this pasuk of Laman of Ki Yedativ, he points out that it's very interesting that Avram Avinu, he went through the 10 Nisyonos, you know, he was thrown into the Kivshon Ha'esh, he went through Akedah Yitzchak, so you'd figure one of those 10 Nisyonos would bring a special korva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you see from this pasuk that the only time it uses the lashon of Ki Yedativ by Avram Avinu, which, as the Ramban points out, is a special lashon of korva, is a special lashon of ahava, the only time is when it speaks about Avram's chiyuv of chinuch, of the role that he played by chinuch, that he was mechanech his beiso, his banav u'bnei beiso, because of the chinuch that he did, that brought Avram Avinu a special korva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It wasn't the Ten Nisyonos, it wasn't even Akedas Yitzchak. It was specifically because of the chinuch that he did, that's what brought a special korva. And it underscores the importance of chinuch as whoever has children to really understand the importance of spending time and really making sure that your children follow the Derech Hashem, as he calls it, Tzedek U'Mishpat. To conclude, again, to summarize, so far we've seen, you know, different sources of what different makoros of what the source, what the chiyuv of chinuch is. Most Rishonim from the Gemara and Sukkah learn that it's a chiyuv d'oraisa. The Meshach Chachma comes with this chiddush of a pshat, and he says that it's a chiyuv d'oraisa. Once we have dealt now, you know, with the source of chinuch, now we have to understand the parameters, the gedar of chinuch. There's a famous chakira, and the Rishonim speak about it. Who is the mitzvah on? Is it a mitzvah of the father, that he has a responsibility, he has the chiyuv to make sure that his children learn the different mitzvos and know how to perform the mitzvos so that when they're older they know how to perform it themselves? Is it a chiyuv al ha'av? Or is it really a chiyuv al ha'ben? There's a chiyuv d'rabbanan on children to do mitzvos. It's just the father's responsibility to make sure that the mitzvos get done. So how, you know, who is it a mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah on the father, or is it a mitzvah of the son? So from here we have to turn to really Gemara and Brachos. And the Gemara and Brachos, really as a side point, the Rishonim speak about Katan, but the Gemara and Brachos is really speaking about a famous story where Yanei HaMelech has a big Seuda with his wife. He just destroyed all the Tamei Chachamim in his surrounding communities, and it was time to bench. He was able to kill Tamir Chachamim, but still he was machman himself in terms of Berachas HaMazon. He said, okay, who's going to bench for us? There aren't any Tamir Chachamim around. So Yanei HaMelech's wife, so her brother, which they spared, was Shimon ben Shetach, who was a Tamir Chacham. And they said, you know, Shimon ben Shetach, you know, please bench for us. And then, anyway, the Gemara goes on to say that he ended up benching, and the Gemara asks, wait a second, how could Shimon ben Shetach bench? Doesn't, you know, Rav Chiya bar Abba say, lo meinu motzi esaram yidei chavasa nachi yochel kezayis dagan? He didn't partake in the meal. So, you know, how could he bench? But Rashi, on the spot, points out that you see from the Gemara that once a person eats dagan, a kezayis dagan, which is only a chiyuv in benching on a derabana level, he would be able to bench. Even though a person, you know, that he's benching for maybe mechuyev on a d'oraisa level, nonetheless, once you eat a shear derabanan, you're considered a mechuyev bedaber kriin bay, as Rashi points out. Then Rashi says, "Vim tomer bekatan shigiyah lachinuch halo amar hachi." Wait a second, a katan shigiyah lachinuch. Lachor, he should also be chayev midarabanan al tzchinuch. Why can't he be motzi other people in benching? Rashi doesn't learn that he can, so why can't he? So Rashi says a very important line: "Hahu afil midarabanan lamechayev." The Allah Davua who drami lachanuche. Because a katan isn't chayiv in chinuch, even on a derabanan level. Who is the chayiv of chinuch on? On the father. Tosus on the spot disagrees. Tosus says, you know, it seems to be that a son does have some form of a chayiv of chinuch. But you see a clear cut by Chalukas Rishon, Rashi and Tosus. Rashi says the chayiv of chinuch is on the father. The son has no chiyuv derabanan whatsoever. And Tosus, another Rishonim, point out that note that the chiyuv of chinuch is on the son. The Ramban seems to side, it's brought in the Ran in Megillah Tesam and Aleph, the Ramban seems to side with Rashi that the chiyuv of chinuch is clearly on the father. He brings, I think, even a source in Nazir. The Gemara says clearly that Bana is chayiv to be, that an av is chayiv in terms of chinuch on the son, and the wife isn't, you know, mechuyev an chinuch on the daughter. So it seems clearly from the Gemara Nazir, from the Ramban in brought down in the Ran in Megillah, from Rashi, that the chiyuv of chinuch is clearly on the father. There's some Rishonim, the Tosos, and the Rambam would seem to say that the chiyuv of chinuch is on the son, not the father. Where does the Rambam say this? In a couple of places, in Perek Vaviv, you know, Hilchos Sukkah, he says, Katan is chayiv besukkah. It doesn't say that the father is chayiv to bring his son into the sukkah. It says, Katan chayiv besukkah. By Lulav, it says, Katan hayodeh lenaneya chayiv belulav. Again, chayiv midarei sofer belulav. It's a chayiv on the son. It's not a chayiv on the father, like Rashi points out. So again, you see a clear cut, machlokas rishonim, to summarize. Once we know the source of chinuch, is it a chiv on the father, is it a chiv on the son? We have Rishonim going both ways. We have Rashi and the Rabban saying it's a chiv on the father. Another Rishonim seems to say that it's a chiv on the son. It's interesting, if you look at the Minchas Asher on Parshas Vayira, of that pasuk that we quoted earlier of Ki Yidativ, that the Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss, which is really his derech, he really shtims the two shitas together, and he makes a very interesting chiddush. He says that really the chiyuv chinuch is on the father. As we just pointed out, the Gemara Nazir clearly says that the chiyuv chinuch is on the father. All the cases where the Rambam and you know others, Tosa, say that the son also has a chelek in chinuch, so he says that even though the chiyuv of chinuch is on the father, nonetheless, once a father is chayv to be mechanech his son, so the son is also considered a mechuyev bedaver. The etzem chiyev of chinuch is really on the father, but it just makes the son's action not a maisa kof bam. It doesn't, what the son is doing isn't a meaningless act. The fact that the father is mechuyev to teach his son and to obligate and to teach him certain mitzvos, that makes the maisa katan a maisa mitzvah. It's interesting. Usually, whoever's mechayev in the mitzvah does the maisa mitzvah. Here you have a very interesting chiluk between the one who's mechayev, which is the father, but the actual person doing the mitzvah, the son, he's considered the one who's doing the Maisa Mitzvah. A really, you know, interesting approach that that Rav Asher Weiss takes. With this understanding, I want to touch on one other subject in terms of the realm of the Chinuch, which really, you know, is going to bring the Shir together and close it out. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Once we've talked about, you know, the Chiv of Chinuch and the Chiv of Chinuch on the Asays, the Rambam speaking about the Katan is Chayv and Lulav, he's Chayv and Sukkah. We haven't really spoken about different levels of the Chiv of Katan, of the Chiv that a Katan has with regard to Isurim. And it's interesting, I was just speaking with David Solomon, that there's a Tosis Yishanim in Yuma which says an unbelievable chiddush. He says that the chiyuv of chinuch really has nothing to do with Yisurim. A chiyuv of chinuch is only on assays, to be mechanich your children to do the assays. Really, you know, to bring him to a certain level of kirva ava of the mitzvos. But the los assays, you know, the katan is out of the realm, and a father doesn't even have an obligation to be mechanich his children in terms of the los assays. But there's an interesting Gemara in Sanhedrin. There's a Sanhedrin, and the Gemara Sanhedrin also speaks about the chinuch a little bit, and it speaks about there's a mission which speaks about killing a behema, and the Gemara, I'll pick up from the Gemara Sanhedrin on Hayamad Beis. He says, it brings in a question, Dabai Rafam Nuna, Yisrael Habal Abahema. It's interesting, you don't really find these cases anymore, but the Gemara has these cases of Yisrael Habal Abahema. Okay, Beshogeg. So, what's the din? What do we do to the behema? Since, you know, it's a Shogeg, you don't do anything to the person, but what do we do to the behema? So the Gemara says, do we say takala v'kalan ba'ina? Takala is you know, the punishment on the person who the behema, you know, had the beer with, and kalon is the embarrassment that person gets when the behema is walking around the shuk and everyone says, oh, look at that behema, he caused this person, you know, to sin, he caused that person to die. So that's, you know, the two aspects of what happens when a behemoth is bali yisrael. So do we say in order to kill the behemoth, takal of a kalan, but you need, you know, there to be embarrassment when the behemoth is walking around the shuk, and do you need takala, you know, the person to actually sin, vahacha kalan ika takala leika, or dilma kalan afapi shein takala, or maybe you could kill the animal over here because, you know, the behemoth walking around the shuk, the fact that he was bowl a person, that's enough embarrassment for the person, even though nothing happened to the person because he was bowl a peshogeg. So Amar Rav Yosef Tashima, I'll bring you a case. Bashal Hashanah V'yomechad, a woman who is 3 years old, miskadeshes bebiya vim ba'alaha yavam kana. Seth, you like that Gemara, and you look at Rashi, Seth is doing a chabura on kitana with regard to yibam. So you see clearly here, and Rashi points out that a kitana could do yibam. So it's talking about different halachas of a katana. You know, she's miskadeshes bebiya, of course. You know, if her father, who's in charge of her kedushin, you know, allows for it, in bala yavam kana, you could also do yivam to a katana v'chayvan ala misha meisesh is who mitame es bala l'tame. Then the Gemara goes on to say, v'im bala achan mechol harayas hamuris b'torah mumsana yada. If any of the harayas have a relationship with this katana, we say, you know what, mumsana yada. You kill that harayas, whoever that is, because of the fact that you know, they had an illicit relationship with this katana. V'hi petura, but she is pater. Why? Because she's a katana and she's pater. So wait a second, the Gemara says, isn't this araya? Echad mikol harayas v'afilu behema? Isn't that mashma that you kill, as the Gemara says, mumsana yada, that you kill the behema, even though she's a katana, even if the arayas is done by a behema? So you see that you kill the behema. So therefore it's right, v'hacha dekalan ika tekala leika. You don't kill the woman because, you know, she's a lav bas onshin. And it seems that it's only kalon, that, you know, no sin was done on her part. Ukatani mumsina yada. So the Gemara says, very interesting chiddush. Kevin de mezidahi tekala nami ika. You know what? It must have been that she did it, you know, bemezid, and therefore tekala nami ika. Rachman huda chasalaha, and therefore the Gemara ends up saying that in fact, and this is really why we need it, that when a katana, again, someone who's a child, undergoes an illicit relationship, it's not as if that she didn't do anything. It's not as if you can't view it that takala leika, that no iser was done. No, the Gemara seems to say takala nami ika, that an iser was done. That she did an Isser, even though she's a katana, an Isser was done. But she doesn't get punishment? That's because the Chas Rachman Allah. On Kitanim, the Torah didn't, you know, mete out punishment on children that are less than Bar Onshin, that are less than, you know, the requisite age. Is she over on an Isser? Yes. But does she get an Onshin? The Gemara clearly says she doesn't get an Onshin.
But you can't explain that Kala differently, that Kala is like, they talk about, like, if it's poison for your guf, if it's poison for your body. So if a girl eats a treif when she's 8 years old, so it's hard to say that it doesn't affect her spiritual being, even if it's not iser.
Interesting. I mean, the Gemara clearly up until then is referring to kala in the realm of iser. That's how most
Rishonim. No, I'm saying, could you have a similar thing by Moshe? It could be. You didn't want to be mainly from the that it would have been an issue. Mm-hmm. But you know, there's certain things that you don't want to bring to. That could be considered the kol also, maybe as opposed to just calling a standard issue. Right. That a parchment could just be a spiritual poison, which they refer to in different, you know, at least in different sfarim.
Right. That's interesting. It could be a pshan. Definitely, you know, the standard way of learning up that sugya is that she did some level of iser, even though she is a ketana. She did some level of iser, but she doesn't get a punishment. And just to continue in terms of the realm of isurim, even though we have that gemara, you know, again in Sanhedrin, which seems to say that a katana, you know, is over on Yisurim, even though she's a katana, there seems to be a very big steer between that and the Gemara and Yevamos. In the Gemara and Yevamos, it speaks about, you know, what's a case that there's a machlokas in the Gemara there between Rabbi Yossi and Bar Kapara of Shtei Yisurim Rabas Achas. That if a person, you know, is over Shtei Yisurim Bebas Achas, so Rabbi Yossi says that a person is Mechayiv Tarti, you know, you're Mechayiv, you know, let's say two Karbanos on both of those Yisurim, and Bar Kapar says, you know what, the two Yisurim happened Bebas Achas, you only Mechayiv one. It could get into the sugya of Kim Levi Rabbi Minei, but either which way, there's a machlokas, what happens if you're over two Yisurim Bebas Achas? The Gemara says, okay, what's a great case of two Yisurim Bebas Achas? The Gemara says two Yisurim Bebas Achas, let's say you're talking about a Katana. Katana, you know, the Gemara seems to say it's talking about a katan who's a czar, who's a non-Kohen, and you know what? He's a katan when Shabbos enters. All of a sudden, Shabbos enters, and he does all of a sudden, he's shtei saros come, and he does avoda, you know, on Shabbos. So what happens? So the Gemara says that shtei yisurim rabas achas, because beforehand he wasn't mechuyev, and now all of a sudden he becomes a gadol. So therefore he's over on doing the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, even though he's a zayin, and he's also over melacha on Shabbos. So that's how the Gemara says that luchor is a good case where you have shtei yisurim rabas achas. So the Rishonim and the Achronim grapple with this Gemara. Being so, said the one that we just mentioned. Earlier we just mentioned that by Isurim, a Ketana, you know, Takala Ika. Seth asked maybe, maybe it's not a true Isur, but most Rishonim learned that a Ketana is over an Isur. And here the Gemara is saying that until the Katan is a Gadol, you know, he's not Mechuyev on Yisurim. He wouldn't have been over, you know, Zar doing Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. He wouldn't have been over Melacha on Shabbos unless he had the Shtei Saros, unless he was a Gadol. So wait a second. Is a Katan Mechuyev on Yisurim or is he not? So how do we learn the steer in the Gemaras? So there are two famous ways of being Soser, of being Metaritz, the Stira, by Katanim and Yisurim. The Prima Gadim assumes that in fact a Katan, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin is Mashmah, is Muzer on Yisurim. Now what does he do with the Gemara in Yevamos? So he says the Gemara in Yevamos is dealing with Ein Isser Chalal Isser. So in terms of Ein Isser Chalal Isser, that's not talking about the Etzim Isser, that's talking about Onshin. So Onshin, that, you know, that a person doesn't get until he's a Gadol. So that's talking about, you know, getting Shtei Onshin Mabas Achas. That's what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara isn't talking about getting Shtei Yisur Mabas Achas. No. So the Prima Gadim answers that it's not machlokas. Really, a person is over on the Isurim when they're a child, but the onish doesn't occur until they're a gadol. The Chokas Yaakov gives a different answer, and he answers that it really depends upon the level of Isur you're talking about. There are two separate Isurim. The Gemara in Sanhedrin that is talking about an Isur is talking about a bia, something where a child gets hana'ah from. So therefore, even a child, it has nothing to do with das. A child could get hana'ah from an isser. So therefore, if a child could get hana'ah from an isser, those type of isurim, a katan and a katana, is over on and is muzer behen. However, the Gemara in Yevamos, which is talking about shtei yisurim rabas achas, we're not talking about averes which the katan gets on. Now, what are we talking about? Zar that does avod in Beis HaMikdash, you know, being over on the chiyuv of shemir Shabbos. There's no inherent hana in terms of those yisurim. So therefore, if there's no inherent hana, so therefore the chokas Yoav wants to point out those yisurim the katan isn't muzeron until they're actually a gadol. to finish up, I think that based upon the Yisod that we said earlier, you could give a third teretz. We said Rav Asher Weiss wanted to say that, let's say by mitzvah saseh, even though the chiyuv of chinuch is on a father, nonetheless the ma'isa of a katan is considered a ma'isa mitzvah, even though be'etzim the chiyuv of chinuch is on a father. So therefore, when we talk about isurim, the chiyuv of chinuch that a father has with regard to the children, so you could say that even though the etzim chiyuv, as the Gemara in Yevamos by the Shtei Yisurim Rabas Achas, even though the etzim chiyuv occurs only b'shas galus, and therefore a person doesn't have to bring karbanos unless you know they're a gadol, because the etzim chiyuv of a father for the child doesn't the etzim chiyuv of a person of a katan doesn't occur until they're a gadol. You could say that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which is talking about bias behem and a woman, is talking about a ma'isa iser. That even though takala islay, sort of a little bit along the lines of Seth, even though it's not an actual iser, there's no chiv that a katana has to be nisar on isurim, nonetheless, the ma'isa that she did takala islay, because it was a ma'isa iser. Why? Because a father is mechuyev, not like the Tosis Yishanah, which we mentioned earlier. A father is mechuyev, just like mitzvahs aseis, to make sure that his children are nizhar on isurim. But even though the father is mechuyev, and it's totally a chiv on the father to be for the child to be nizhar on isurim, nonetheless, if the child does an iser, it's considered a ma'isa iser. So I think through this, and to finish up, you could answer this stira with regard to a katan's chiyuv in terms of los aseis as follows, that just like we said by mitzvahs aseis, that the chiyuv of chinuch by mitzvahs aseis is on the father, but the etzem, what the child does, is a meaningful act, and it's a ma'isa mitzvah. By yisurim, you could say the same thing. By yisurim, you could say that a father is mechuyuv to be nitzer that his child doesn't, do isurim. And if a child does an iser, so therefore that's considered a ma'isa avera as well. To conclude, l'maskana, there's a machlokas rishonim, whether there's a father's chiv of chinach is only by yaseis, as the Tosis Rishonim says, but most achronim paskin that based upon this gemara and other gemara is that a father's chiv of chinach is not only by mitzvahs aseis, but mitzvahs los aseis. And that concludes the shiur.